Brad Hazard is a New South Wales Health Minister. Yesterday he compared the competition for vaccines to a real-life version of the Hunger Games. His sharp criticism of the rollout comes as staffing levels at two major Sydney hospitals have been thrown into disarray by the unvaccinated student nurse who worked across multiple wards while infectious. Brad Hazard, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Oh, thanks, Brandon. Good morning to your listeners.
I'll come to the issues in the hospitals at the moment, but first the situation in New South Wales, in Sydney and around particularly. 35 new cases yesterday. The Premier says the next couple of days will be absolutely critical. What are you expecting today?
Well, Fran, we've indicated in the last few days that we expect the numbers to bounce around a bit. The day before yesterday, it was about half that number. And today we'll see. We'll announce at 11 o'clock, but I'm hopeful that there'll be some improvements. But we've really got to just make sure that all of the residents, particularly in the Greater Sydney area, understand the need to follow the requests to be in isolation, particularly don't go and visit relatives who are in isolation. What we're seeing is that, unfortunately, our homes have become perhaps the most challenging places for the health authorities, because being outside, no positive cases at all outside if you're out walking or exercising generally, but inside, families visiting and friends visiting, and of course the occasional frustrating party even after we'd locked down. It was just, I've got to say, from the health senior health officials' point of view and all the frontline staff who have to put their lives at risk, it's very frustrating to see that some people think it's okay just to ignore what's been asked of them.
Yeah, parties are pretty frustrating for those of us in lockdown, that's for sure. A decision will need to be made in the next few days whether to lift the lockdown on Friday. What's the benchmark? Where do the new case numbers have to be in order for the Premier to say, yep, ease the restrictions? Does it have to be zero new infections among people who haven't been isolating?
Look, it's not so much just the numbers. It's whether or not they're linked to cases. That's the critical issue. Do we know that they're linked? Is there some way of making sure that we've cut off the chains of transmission? If we can get to a stage where we know that we've got those well managed, then I think then we'd certainly be feeling more positive about it. But as Dr. Chant and her entire... I mean, people tend to think that it's just the Chief Public Health Officer in each state that does the work to advise government. Well, that's not true. There's a whole team of health professionals and that feeds up into our Chief Health Officer, who then advises the government. And the meetings are constant, every day, all day. It starts very early in the morning and often doesn't finish till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're certainly on high alert, but we're also hopeful that we might be able to bring back some normalcy. But we'll see how we go over the next couple of days. As Dr. Chan said yesterday, let's just wait for a couple of days, watch what's happening. Today will be very challenging, but I think hopefully we'll be able to make some changes anyway.
But not, we're not waiting for single digits? You're not saying that's the benchmark, single digits?
No, not necessarily. Okay. As I said, there's a whole... You're going back to the numbers again. I'm talking about the numbers, whether or not they're linked.
Okay.
Yeah, whether or not there's unknown chains of trains of transmission that we think we haven't actually managed to get a hold of. If we think there are cases out there that are still running loose and we don't know where they're coming from and how they're connected, that's very problematic, because I remember, you and I and everybody, I guess, have lived through it, but I remember when the numbers started going through the roof logarithmically last year, back in those first few months of the year, and it was, to say the least, traumatising. I don't feel as traumatised this year, I have to say, because we know a lot more about the virus. And number two, the numbers that we've seen so far haven't gone up in that logarithmic increase. They're bobbing around somewhere between, you know, the 35, 36, down to 20, 18, 16, that sort of number. So we know that we're doing what needs to be done to hold the line.
Okay.
We're just not sure how we break the line.
We know what does break the line in the wrong way, of that unvaccinated student nurse, for instance, who worked across multiple wards. That's causing havoc in some of the hospitals in Sydney. More than 600 medical staff and other workers at Fairfield and Royal North Shore forced to isolate after being deemed close contacts. How much is this compromising patient care?
Well, not at all. The New South Wales health system is a very strong system. We have 140,000...
Well, five wards have closed at Royal North Shore. Isn't that compromised patient care?
No, not at all. We have 140,000 staff and... we can back it in what's necessary. And I've got to say the staff at Royal North Shore, the staff at Fairfield have been doing an amazing job managing patient safety, and no patients have been compromised on all the information that I've been given. So I think people need to feel confident that whilst the system is under enormous pressure, because staff going off mean other staff have to come on and work when they weren't expecting to work, that's pressure, but it's not compromising patient safety. I mean, I'd like to see all of the health staff vaccinated as soon as possible, but unfortunately there are pressures, as I highlighted yesterday. There's a bit of a, I think you just said it, there's a bit of a Hunger Games aspect to this at the moment, that we want more vaccine, but that's challenging. I mean, obviously the federal government is trying, but we need more vaccine. And of course, from our point of view in New South Wales, we also want to see GPs, a lot more GPs, given vaccine to roll it out. GPs should be our front line. They always were and always will be our front line, but just at the moment, they're not our front line. We've had to back it in. Our health system is normally about hospitals and community health centres. That's how it works. But unfortunately, our health system has now had to step up to being the primary health system as well, the primary care system, by offering frontline vaccinations. And each of these new centres that we're setting up takes staff off the front line. So it's very challenging. We want to see more vaccine when the federal government can get it. And obviously, GPs brought more onto the front line. I know there's some of that happening now, a lot more than once. But we'd like to see all of them who normally do vaccines given the opportunity to do the vaccines.
Now, you were the one who raised the Hunger Games yesterday. That's where I got that from. But every problem in New South Wales in this recent outbreak seems to stem from frontline workers not having been vaccinated. We've got now two unvaccinated employees at the Baulkham Hills nursing home have infected five elderly residents. Thankfully, four of those were vaccinated. Is the Commonwealth, which is in charge of vaccinating in nursing homes by and large, is it moving fast enough to immunise the aged care sector? Should it bring forward that September deadline for mandatory vaccinations?
Certainly it would be helpful if they were vaccinated as quickly as possible. I mean, just going back over what you said then, Fran, I think certainly the issues around aged care and health workers are challenging. But we couldn't quite understand why the federal government sent teams into aged care facilities to vaccinate the residents but not the staff. So,
well, do you want them to do that now? Because this is exactly what the Nurses Federation has called for today, a vaccine blitz at aged care homes, on-site vaccination. They say, let the Commonwealth fund it, let the states run it out, so we stop not relying on the aged care staff taking time off to go and get their own jab. Would New South Wales be up for that?
That's what we've been saying all the way along the line. We need to get the staff vaccinated. In fact, I remember very clearly meeting all of the 15 local health district chief executives from across New South Wales many months ago and saying, look, it appears the federal government is not doing the staff for a reason we don't fully understand. I want every one of you to know every single aspect of every aged care facility, federal aged care facility in your local health district. I want you to know every nook and cranny, and I want you to offer to them, if they can bring their staff to our hospitals, we will vaccinate them. So we've been doing that. We've been offering assistance. And hopefully the federal government can now do that in an even more concerted way, because it is important that they all be vaccinated. Having said that, don't ever expect that we'll get to completely 100% in every aged care facility, because there'll be people who will come in on the job on that particular day. And
we're a long way from that, though. We're two-thirds unvaccinated at the moment in the aged care staff. Should there be on-site vaccination teams? Should that be the model now, in a hurry?
Well, it certainly would help if the federal government can manage that, yes.
You've likened, as we've discussed, the competition for vaccinations, the Hunger Games. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says yesterday that New South Wales will receive 682,000 Pfizer vaccines this month. That's an increase of 282,000 on June. So are you confident that vaccination rates are really about to lift off? Are you confident we'll see the exponential growth that you've been calling for?
If those numbers come through, then obviously we'll see the increase. But
are you confident?
As I said, when those things come through, when the vaccinations come through, then I'll be confident. This is a war, and the federal government's doing their best to try and get vaccines. That's the supply line we need. We know that the troops never win at the front line unless the supply lines are open, and that's a challenge for the federal government and a challenge for us.
And Minister, New South Wales has so far administered 921,000 doses, I think. How long, by your reckoning, would it be before the state hits the 10 million mark, which the Premier says would be necessary for the majority of people to be vaccinated? And is that still the goal?
Fran, from our point of view, we want the community vaccinated as quickly as possible, which is why we've stepped up with our mass vaccination hubs, even though that's not core state health business. But they're getting the 10 million, getting that 80% or so that we've estimated we need. But look, you know, we're open to discussion on that. But certainly that's what we think we need to have a fully open state and society. I think that's fair to say we can do it by the end of the year if the vaccine suppliers come as they're being forecast. But again, we're in a war. The vaccines are coming principally from overseas. Will the supply lines remain? Federal government is telling us they're hopeful. I think we've just got to acknowledge the federal government is finding that it's a tough time to bring in vaccines from overseas. And we will just do our best as it comes to us.
We're almost at the news, but you're frustrated. How would you rate your frustration, 1 to 10?
I'll keep my frustration to myself. Thanks, Fran. Thanks for the invitation. But no, all I'll say is that I think the community, we feel the frustration and the anguish of our community, and we want to get vaccines available so we can get them into people's arms. We'd like more GPs to be doing it because that's the place most people feel confident.
Minister, the news is about to hit us. I'm going to thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a pleasure, Fran. Thank you.
Brad Hazzard is the New South Wales Health Minister.